Now we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Suzanne Gleemore, director of the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative, which is sponsoring the community conversation on race and reconciliation. She's also chair of the committee. We also have Dr. Lorenza Lockett, steering committee member as well. The community conversation on race and reconciliation taking place Monday, February 24th at Potter Fallen Sequel Park, 7 to 9:30 p.m. And Suzanne, I'll just ask you a little bit, what's kind of the format for the night?
So we the doors open at 6:30, and we hope that people will pre-register and come on in and get their name tags and settle into their seats. We're going to start promptly at 7. And the evening will begin with a panel of different community members who will talk about their own connection to Manhattan, how they came to be here, what matters to them, what their ties are to our community. And that will be followed by small group conversation. And so when I talked about hearing people's voices, I just want to point out that the panel members are their local community members, and they will have an opportunity to speak their voice. And then in the small group conversation, which will happen next, we have trained facilitators at every table, and folks will be have some opportunity to be responding to questions about their own connection to the community and what is meaningful and what matters and what's been challenging and what's wonderful, all of those things. And then all of that will kind of wrap up with a little bit of a connection back to the big group. And then there'll be refreshments and socializing at the end.
And she mentioned the key word, connection, just connecting with each other. People from all walks of life, from all backgrounds and philosophies or whatever, because we're just people. At the end of the day, we're just people. We all need the same thing, and we share more in common than we really realize. But as we begin to talk to each other and connect with each other, it's like, oh, wow, I can resonate with that. And that's what we want to do. We want to get that energy going where we can see the experiences that in our communities that relate to each other, and then also bring out some concerns that we have that we can address collectively for the common good.
All right. And, you know, what better opportunity? It goes way better than what we see in the national level of people just arguing about their differences here. Really having a community conversation, I think, can go a long way. What will you do with the information you collect on that night?
Good.
That's an excellent question. So we have made a commitment that that information will be shared with everyone who's participated. With permission from the participants, we want to share that publicly with leaders in our community as is appropriate. And really, it's about again, hearing one another. So for folks to be able to reflect after the event on what they shared and what that process was like for them to be sharing and actually be heard, and then to hear everyone else's story, this will lead to the next conversation and the next and the next. So we want to build, rather than have this be a one-off kind of event, take what we learn on February 24th with us into the next conversation, continue to build from one to the next, and then ultimately kind of put that together for some collective learning that we will share with everyone, and as I said, with permission publicly.
And people will get the chance to, if I'm correct, write down some things.
Absolutely,
while
yes.
While we're going through mm-hmm. the process mm-hmm. so that we don't have to try to remember what they said. But they can actually write them down and leave them with us, and we'll process it as Susan has stated.
Yes, we'll put that together in document form for everyone to have.
All right. So let's say, for example, you live in a neighborhood and, you know, maybe there are no sidewalks, or maybe the sidewalks are in disrepair, and you got a lot of kids living in the area, and you want to see that get fixed. That might be an issue you bring up here, and that'd be something that you'd take along. Or maybe there's not access to public health in a certain segment of the community that needs to be addressed. If it's a problem that a lot of folks are experiencing, perhaps that'd be something to address here at this event.
Yes and no. That's actually, there's a fine point about that. So So some of those things might come up in the future conversation. They're all theme-based. So this particular conversation is really about focusing on who we are in Manhattan. Who are all the people that live in this town? We don't necessarily always see. For example, a lot of people don't know that the largest minority population we have in our school system are Latinx people in our community. That's often overlooked. So we want to really bring out who all lives here. There's so much plurality and globality in Manhattan, and that's not often recognized. So that's the focus for Monday, the 24th of February. The following conversation will focus more on, like you said, issues of health and economics. Who's thriving and who's merely surviving in Manhattan? And so that's an evening where hopefully some of those issues about healthcare and access, those kinds of things will come up. We'll have a conversation of local community people's experience with justice and law enforcement. So that will be the third in the four-part series.
And we're hoping.
And then education will be the topic for the fourth. So them being theme-based will hopefully bring related issues on those nights.
All right. And who would you like to see maybe come out to this event? I know, Dr. Lockett, we were talking during the break here. You got some students that are involved.
Yeah, we're always wanting to get the young people involved. They have a lot of wonderful thoughts. And as I teach, and I've been teaching here for about 12 years, I'm really impressed with the things that they're doing and the mindsets that they have. And we, who are older, can learn a lot from the young people. And we want to include their voices, and because it's their future more so than it is ours for some of us who are a little bit aged. So we're really excited about that. They're going to be helping to facilitate, to be working the tables. They're going to get trained on that. Some will be there participating. Some will get extra credit for coming out to be involved in the community experience. And just for them to see there's more to life beyond books and studying in K-State.
Great. As mentioned, this is open to anybody. So if you're hearing this today and you have a friend, you know, let them know about this coming up February 24th at Potter Falls Sequel Park. What a great location to host this, I think. And it's got enough space here. You could probably welcome a crowd there.
That's the hope. Yeah. That's the hope. Yes. There's going to be plenty of room for everyone. We checked it out, talked with folks about how to set things up, and really hoping that we'll be able to set up the space so that people can feel comfortable, truly comfortable, having small group conversation and getting to know each other in those little groups and come back and build on those relationships.
Yeah, and the focus is, it's not politically based, it's not religious based, it's not philosophy-based, is just people-based. And all those things are important, but before we're anything else, we are just people first.
All right, and it's a great opportunity there to if you're new to the community, you know, get to know your community a little bit there as well. That certainly will be a great opportunity for that. We mentioned earlier about registration. When is the deadline for that?
There is no deadline. The registration really is the only, and people are welcome to walk in on the night of. The registration is there to help us plan so that we know at least reasonably well how many people we're expecting, how to set things up, and to make sure that we have a goodly number of refreshments for everyone.
Okay. Well, again, it's the Community Conversation on Race and Reconciliation, Listening to Local Voices, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Monday, February 24th at Potter Hall. Anything else we haven't touched on that you'd like to hit on?
I just want to mention that our panelists that are going to be speaking that evening really come from a variety of different backgrounds. We'll have people there who have deep, deep, deep roots to Manhattan, who have been around for generations. We'll have folks there who have connections to the community but maybe left and then came back, and as well as some folks that are new to Manhattan. So we're hoping all of that will everyone will find something to connect with.
All right.
For me, it's the bottom line. People matter, and we got to make it matter enough to show up and put in our, play our role, our responsibility, and just enjoy each other in a very comfortable and safe setting.
Very good. Well, Dr. Lorenzo Lockett, again, steering committee member, Suzanne Gleemore, director of the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative and chair of the Community Conversation on Race and Reconciliation Committee. Thank you for being here, and hope everyone comes out February 24th to Potter Hall for this wonderful event. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this with Parks and Rec. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.